And a very good morning to everyone this morning, for those who are gathered in the building, for those who are worshipping with us online, very good morning. Today is an all-age service, and that means that the children are in the service during the day. There's no children's church, so we hope that all ages will enjoy what we're going to do here this morning. So if there is a little bit of extra noise, that's great. Make a joyful noise, I think the authorized version says. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So that's okay. Noise is good. So parents with younger children, if there is any noise from them, please don't feel that's awful. You can go out in the back there into the creche if you want to or need to during the service. And there are some busy bags on the baptistry for those who are under three if you need something to be able to help. So welcome to everybody. So we have a theme this morning based around the name Peter. And conveniently, we have Peter behind a guitar as well, and Alex, and the associated band. So that's all coming together well at the start. What happens for the rest of the service, well, that's entirely up to all of us. Let's just go over to the board over here and to remind ourselves that today we are thinking about a disciple of Jesus called Simon, who was then also called Peter. And so sometimes we read in Scripture he's called Simon, sometimes Peter. Jesus changed his name to Peter, which means rock. But what about the other 12 disciples? Who were they? So let's just see if we can collectively, between us, remind ourselves, what are the names of the other 12 disciples? So first of all, someone from this block, would you like to shout out the name of another disciple?
Andrew.
Andrew. There we go. Andrew, who just happens to be Simon Peter's brother. We keep it in the family. Okay, center section.
John.
Who was that?
John.
John, who was the son of Zebedee. Okay, over this group outside?
Thaddeus.
Thaddeus. Ooh. Everyone's saying, oh, I wouldn't have thought of that one. Thaddeus. Very good. Okay, back to this one.
Bartholomew.
Bartholomew. Or possibly Bart, he may have been known as. We're not quite sure. There we go. Bartholomew. It's a good test to make sure I've got them all here. Okay, Bartholomew. Thank you. Center section. James, is that James, the brother of John? Okay, together they were known as Boanerges, means sons of thunder, because they're the ones who said, shall we call down fire from heaven and burn up the Samaritans? You know, lovely couple of lads, they really were. Okay, so that's James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Okay, so that was, is it this group over here now?
Judas. Yes.
Judas. Judas what? Judas Iscariot, eh? Don't jump ahead, okay? You can't have the other one. Okay, so Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus. Back to this group.
Thomas.
My namesake, yes, thank you very much. Thomas, also known as Didymus. Almost Ken Dodd-like, but it means Didymus, it says in John's Gospel. And what does Didymus mean? Does anyone know? The twin, yes. There was possibly, he's got a twin brother or sister somewhere, though we don't know much about that person. Okay, this group. Who's that?
Paul.
Interesting answer. He's not one of the 12 disciples. That's a really good answer, though, because he kind of became the one that replaced Judas Iscariot, really. Although Matthias was the person that was chosen. Paul, some people think, really was the one that replaced Judas Iscariot. But I'll give you another chance in this center section.
Nathanael.
Okay, now Nathanael is mentioned at the start of John's Gospel and also at the end of John's Gospel. He's not mentioned much more in between, but we read him there. Okay, Nathanael, this group?
The other Judas.
The other Judas. There, you got there in the end, didn't you? Well done. So there's a Judas son of James, which is possible why that he was always known as Judas Iscariot, because there were two Judas, or Judai, perhaps, is the plural of Judas. I don't know. Okay, back to this group.
Matthew.
So how many is that? Is that 11? Okay, and this group?
Mark.
Good answer, but actually Mark wasn't one of the 12 disciples. He did possibly know the Apostle Peter very well and helped him to write his gospel because Peter kind of, we think, dictated possibly what Mark wrote down. And Mark did help Paul, but he wasn't one of the 12. Anybody else in this group?
Luke
wasn't one of the 12 disciples, but he did join Paul on his second missionary journey. You have one more chance. Philip. Yes, Philip. Well done. Middle section redeem themselves. Now, that's all very good. Let's just have a look. Let's see if we got them all. Matthew's Gospel. Simon, James, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus. Did we get him? Oh no, hang on a minute. James, the son of Alphaeus, that means there's 13 disciples, so you were wrong when you said there's 12. Okay, there's Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot. Did we have him? No, we had Simon, who's called Peter, so you've missed out on Simon the Zealot. Hang on. What's going wrong with Frimley Baptist Church? You keep adding to the disciples, so that's 14 disciples. Let's just check, that's all okay. Luke's Gospel, Simon, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus. Did we get him? Yeah, the James. Simon, who's called the Zealot. Yeah. And Judas, yeah, okay. Thaddeus, Judas, they're different between the two of those two. Okay, what's going on there? John's Gospel, we got Nathaniel, that was okay. Luke's Gospel says, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at the tax. Follow me, Jesus said, and Levi got up and followed him. So actually, we've got another one here. So we've got Levi, who was a tax collector. Oh dear, now we've got it a bit complicated. We've actually got 15 disciples. So what do we do with that? Well, some suggest that Thaddeus and Judas are the same person. That's the reason why in those two lists, they're just different names. Like, you might be known in two different names. They might be known. Nathaniel is thought to be the same as Bartholomew. Nathaniel Bartholomew may have been his full name. And some suggest that Levi and Matthew are the same person because they're both referred to as tax collectors that Jesus calls from his tax booth. So there we have a little bit of understanding. If you come across the idea that actually there might be 15 disciples of the 12 disciples, they actually probably are the 12 disciples. They're all known as different people. So today we're thinking particularly about Simon Peter. And we ended our service last Sunday thinking about him, so I thought it'd be quite good if we gave a little bit more attention to him today. And he's an interesting character because sometimes he got things right and sometimes he got things wrong, a bit like us trying to come up with the names of the disciples. And of course, that's the way it is, isn't it? Sometimes all of us get things right and sometimes get things wrong. So I want us to identify some of those in the story of Peter this morning. That's where I need some help. So I've put 11 envelopes on the little chairs here. And so what I need is 11 people who will come up and they'll just read a paragraph of something to do with Peter's life, something that he did, as if it was him saying it to us, this is what I did. And then we as a congregation have to decide whether or not he goes into the corner of Peter in or Peter out. Now, the word Peter out we often use, or maybe not quite as often, but it kind of means the idea of you started well and then slowly you drift away and you fade out. A little bit like a candle starts burning and fades out. Well, you start running and then you give up the race. You know, that's kind of petering out. So we've got Peter in and we've got Peter out. So you as the congregation have to decide. When the person comes up here and reads something that Peter did, you as a congregation have to either shout out, Peter in! Or Peter out. You are going to decide whether you think he did it good or not so good. Okay, so let's practice that. So try Peter in. 1, 2, 3.
Peter in.
And try Peter out. 1, 2, 3.
Peter out.
Okay, these two now, you shout Peter in and you shout Peter out. 1, 2, 3.
Peter out.
Right, so I think Peter in one then because there's more. So I'm going to be listening because you're going to have to shout out which one. I'm going to go for the collective decision. Being Baptists, we like to listen to the voice of everyone and then try and work out what on earth's going on. So that's what we're going to do. You're going to decide. And if you're Peter in, you'll sit over here. And if you're Peter out, you'll sit over here. But we can't do anything unless 11 people come up and say that, yes, I will help. So the rule again is, if you weren't here when I announced it, you've got to be able to read and you've got to be willing to come out here and read what's on the envelope. And so if you're under the age of 18, you need to have your parents' permission because you'll be on the camera. And so that's the decision, okay? And then you'll sit down on one of those chairs depending upon what the crowd decides. So we're going to sing a song and you've got as long as the song to come and take one of these envelopes and then go back to your seats. Thank you, Pete.
I'm nervous coming to the microphone in case there's a shout of Peter out.
Peter in.
Oh, bless you.
One person said that.
We're standing together.
Okay, let me just give an example of what we're going to do. Sometimes there's a bit of a mixture in the stories of Peter as to whether it's Peter in or Peter out. Say, for example, this first one. This is a story that's from Luke chapter 5. And this is the first thing that Peter says. When Jesus asked to use my boat to preach from, I let him.
Peter in.
So there we go. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked, put it into shore. Peter, and they sat down and talked from the Bible. Okay, but there's a bit more to this story, because Peter then says, when Jesus asked me to go fishing in deeper water, I wasn't sure at first, but then I did what he asked.
Peter in.
I can stay here. But then the story goes on a little bit more. When I caught loads of fish, I told Jesus to go away from me, because I knew he was a holy man and I wasn't. Peter out. Although some might think, well, it could be Peter in because he's realizing he wasn't holy, but Jesus was. Is it old? See, sometimes it's not easy, quite easy to work out if it's Peter in, so I stand in the middle. And the last bit is, when Jesus told me to leave my nets, I followed him. I did.
Peter in.
Okay, so there you are. Quite straightforward. That's all we have to do. There won't be quite as many options on what's on your cards. But I did forget to tell you one thing. And that is, there are two repercussions. So if you have the blessing of being Peter in, you get the chance to delve in to my basket of blessing, which is full of chocolate. Okay. If, however, you end up in Peter out, then you get the soaker of suffering, which goes like that. Okay. So... just to say, you chose your own envelope, so I didn't have any influence on that. Okay. All right. So it's the basket of blessing or the soaker of suffering. Depends on which card you have. So I'm going to ask reader one, if they'd like to come up, please. Reader one. For us, please.
When I saw Jesus walking on the water and he called me, I walked on the water also to meet him.
Peter in.
Go and sit down then, please. Well done. Well, a round of applause for Peter in. Ah, but there's a second card. Oh, no. Sorry, I can't give you the chocolate just yet until you've read the second card. Stand up, please. Okay, here we go. Ready?
When I saw the wind, I was afraid and started sinking, so I had to ask Jesus to rescue me, and he told me I had little faith.
I was happy for you over here, but they said, oh, just take a seat, please. So you know what's going to happen now. I'm sorry. It's the rules. Okay, that's it. Would reader two like to come up now, please? Should I just squirt him anyway? come on up then. Right, reader two, come up here then, please.
Jesus told a parable, and when I asked what it meant, Jesus wasn't happy with me and the others.
Right, there we go. So let's just remind ourselves what that was about. Jesus told a parable about, listen and understand, what goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of the mouth, that's what defiles them. And Peter said, explain this parable to us. And Jesus said, are you still so dull? It's not a great encouraging word, really, from Jesus. But the idea was, I think Jesus thought by now the disciples would get some of his parables, and that actually it's what's going on inside that matters, not the food you eat and whether you wash your hands or not. Not doing so well. It's 2-0 to Peter out at the moment. So would reader number three like to come up, please? I feel like I'm one of those cash tellers. Booth number three, please. Here we go then. Right, number three.
When Jesus asked us who we thought he was, I said he was the Messiah, and Jesus was very happy with my reply.
Peter in. You think Peter out? Peter in. Jesus was very happy. You may choose from my basket of blessing. There we go. Okay. Reader number 4 to come up, please. Stephen.
When Jesus told us that he was going to suffer and die in Jerusalem, I rebuked him and he called me the devil.
Okay. This is a tricky one. Tricky one. I think the majority say Peter out. How'd you go, Stephen? Jamie, because you're the only one in Peter Inn, would you like to bless Stephen with a Peter out? It just seems appropriate as a fellow, as a youth worker, to aim well. Yeah. Okay. Did you get him? I didn't see that. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Thank you very much. Lovely. Thank you. Right, so we're on. Okay, so can we have reader number... So this is what happened. Peter took Jesus aside. Now, you could argue that actually he was doing this out of his love for Jesus. Jesus said he was going to suffer, going to Jerusalem, suffer at the hands of the priests and die and rise again. Peter didn't hear the rise again bit. And as soon as he heard that Jesus was going to suffer, he said, never, Lord, this shall never happen to you. So he was coming from a heart of love. But then Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Jesus needs to go to Jerusalem. He needed to die because he's carrying upon himself our sins. So even though he loved the people he worked with, and he would have loved to have stayed on the planet for as long as possible to share the good news, part of the good news was that he was going to die and take upon himself our sins. So he couldn't stay away. So he had to rebuke Peter. Okay, so what read are we on now? Reader number 5, please. Okay, Eden, let's read into the microphone, please.
When Jesus told me another disciple had to get the Passover meal ready, we did what Jesus said.
Peter in. Go and take a seat. Well done. And you get from the basket of blessing. There we go. You may choose your blessing chocolate. There we go. You're both choosing crunchies. What's that about? Okay. So, yes, Luke Gospel says, Jesus sent Peter and John to saying, go and make preparations for the Passover. They left and found things just as Jesus told them, so they prepared the Passover. Okay, let's just do one more then before we sing another song. Reader number 6. Are you going to end well or not? What do you think? Okay. All right, I'd like to read this one out then, please. There we go.
During the Passover meal, Jesus wanted to wash our feet. I said no to him.
Peter out. Okay. You knew it. You knew exactly what was coming. So, but, you might be interested to know, you have a part 2, so all may not be lost. So here we are. Here's the second part of the story.
I changed my mind, and I told him to wash all of me.
Peter in. Hey! There you go. There you are. What a blessing. So, there you go. So first of all, he said, no, never wash my feet. And then he said, look, this has to happen. So then Jesus said, unless I wash you, you have no part of me. Whoops. Simon Peter said, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. So there we go, the basket of blessing for you. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's have a stop for a minute, and we'll sing another song, and then we'll come back to the last readers. And then after we've sung this song, I'll ask Heather if she can come and lead us in our prayers, please. Thank you very much.
Peter in. I love you, Ross. So there'll be 11 people this morning singing with extra passion, You Give and Take Away, this morning. I invite you to stand as we sing, Blessed Be Your Name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Can I ask reader number 7 to come up, please? And we'll find out... Oh, is it you, Heather? Oh, you should have stayed up. Okay, so you've blessed us with prayers. Now, what will we bless you with now? Okay, so let's have a look. Okay.
Well, Jesus asked me and 2 others to keep watch whilst he went into the garden to pray, and we fell asleep.
Peter out. Okay, thanks so much for your prayers, but... On this occasion, you didn't do much praying, Heather. I think it's time. We give and we take away. There we go. Okay, thank you very much. So yes, Jesus, in Mark's gospel, I think it is, that tells us that actually Jesus went into the garden, said to Peter, James and John, please can you watch and pray while he goes in this most awful time when Jesus was going to get ready to go to the cross, came back and they were asleep. He woke them up and says, you keep watch, went back into the garden, came back a second time, they'd gone to sleep again. And then he goes a third time into the garden, comes back and they're still asleep. So they still weren't learning. Obviously they were tired and they were stressed, but unfortunately Peter got it wrong on that occasion. When Jesus needed him most, he fell asleep. Okay, reader 8, you'd like to come out, please? Okay, dunk. Another one of our praying Sunday morning prayer team. Let's see if this prayer does better.
When Jesus was arrested, I cut off the ear of one of the guards, and Jesus wasn't pleased with me.
Oh, dear. Peter out. Sorry about that. Oh, dear. Anybody else want to join the prayer team? Right, stand by. Here we go. Oh, took it like a trooper. Look at that. Very good. Very good. So, yes, it says in John's Gospel, Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. And Jesus said, put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me? I think it's Luke's Gospel, who then says, Jesus healed the man's ear, which is pretty spectacular. At the time when Jesus is surrounded by guards arresting him and everything seems violent and horrible, Jesus reaches out his hand and touches the ear of the servant and heals him. Beautiful. And so reader number 9, please.
Jesus had told me that before the rooster crows, I would deny him 3 times. I refused to believe Jesus, but after his arrest, I went and denied him 3 times.
Peter out. Oh, dear. Marilyn heads up the pastoral team of the church. Oh, dear me. All going horribly wrong. Okay, ready? Here we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. Again, it was out of love. Peter said, I'm not going to betray you, Jesus, because I love you. And it says, Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I'll never disown you. And he really believed that. And then it says in verse 72 of Mark 14, immediately the rooster crowed the second time. Peter remembered the word Jesus spoke, and he'd already betrayed Jesus 3 times. Before the rooster crows twice, you'll disown me 3 times. And he broke down and wept. So it's not looking good. As Jesus was arrested and eventually went off to the cross, because all the disciples were under heavy pressure, emotionally seeing the person they loved being treated this way. They were very anxious, and therefore things weren't going very well in their thinking. And that can happen to all of us, can't it? We could be doing some very good stuff, but then when the pressure comes on, we maybe don't make the right decisions, because sometimes it's hard to know what the right thing to say is when you're under pressure. So let's see what happens with the last 2 readings. Number 10, reader number 10, can you come up, please? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When the woman told us that Jesus had risen from the dead, I ran to the tomb to see.
Peter in. Well done. You weren't going to listen to everybody else who seemed like they listened to the works of the women who said they'd seen the risen Jesus, or the angel had said it, and they didn't believe it. They thought it was nonsense, it says there in Luke. But Peter said, oh,
excuse me, I
want
chocolate.
You heard it here first. Rachel said, I want chocolate. So the basket of blessing comes to you because you went to investigate rather than...
Rachel, sugar is poison.
Sugar is poison. All right, and that leaves us with reader number 11, please. Thank you, Katie.
When the risen Jesus met us on the shore and cooked us breakfast, I said yes to him when he asked me 3 times to look after his church.
Out? All the fellow youth workers are all saying out, but you're in. Okay. Rotten lot. Okay, so the basket of blessing comes over to you here. There we go. Are you giving it away as well? Go on. Because of that generosity, you can have another one. Look at that. None of the others wanted to give theirs away. Did you notice that? I mean, that's fantastic, isn't it? The fact that he betrayed Jesus, saying he'd even known Jesus 3 times. Then 3 times, Jesus says, do you love me, Peter? And Peter says, yes, Lord, you know. And he says, go and feed my lambs. In other words, humanly speaking, Peter, I want you to lead the church. The man who denied even knowing Jesus 3 times was asked to lead the church. Wonder why? Maybe it's because Peter knew what it was to be forgiven. Peter knew what it was to receive the grace of Jesus in his life. Peter knew what it was to mess up and be restored. And Jesus said, perfect leader. Someone who knows what it is to get it wrong and knows by the grace of Christ to get back up again and get things right. And of course, Peter didn't always get everything right afterwards. But it's a wonderful testimony there of grace. And so it seems appropriate at this point if we demonstrate some grace. So everybody who messed up, you may have some basket of blessing. Okay, thank you very much. Just one, Stephen. Oh, my. Dear me. It's just chocolate. It's not like trying to decide a new constitution or anything like that. Okay, and then also we had, you said Paul, didn't you? So there you go, you have the basket of blessing. And you said Luke, didn't you? Because you said Luke over here. So even though it wasn't exactly right, you get some chocolate from the basket of blessing. Who was it that said Mark? Was it somebody said Mark? I think we had a Paul, a Luke and a Mark, did we? Sure, somebody? Put your hands down. We're not having that in this church. That was not true. That was not good, lads. We're not having that. Okay. Oh, all right. I'll show grace. There we go. There you go, Mark. Have some chocolate from the basket of A.R. Simon, from the basket of blessing. Okay, we get things right sometimes, and other times we get things wrong. And I guess that's life. But it's okay, because if we bring those to the Lord and said, Lord, I really messed up. I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? And Jesus says, yes. Now get back up again. Let's go and get things right this time. And that's the wonder and the beauty of being part of his family. So would all a round of applause to our team. You'd like to go back to your seats, please. Thank you very much. So I want to, as we start to go towards the end of our service, I want to give us all an envelope to open. So if I ask the stewards if you'd like to come up, please. Some orange envelopes here. And we'd like everyone to have an orange envelope, something you can take away with you that might help you to remember about the idea. Yes, we're going to get things right and we're going to get things wrong, but actually we're living in the grace of God in our lives, which is wonderful. We'll give out everyone these. Everyone can have one, every age. Okay, you can open it up, and you should find a card inside, and you should find a straw. If you'd like to take the straw out of its wrapper, and you can pop that into the envelope. To keep the card ready. Should have enough for everybody. Put your hands up if you haven't received one yet, please, just to make sure that everyone gets one. Thank you. Right, let's read together something that we believe Peter wrote. It's in his letter, so we assume that Peter wrote this. This is what he wrote, and maybe something he wrote as he reflected on God's grace into his life. Let's read this together, shall we? All of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's almighty hand, and he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and self-controlled. Your enemy, the devil, is around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you've suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. And maybe Peter wrote this as he reflected on the wonderful ways in which, even though he messed up and got things wrong, he also got some things right. And by God's grace, he was commissioned to look after the church for Jesus. So, you have your inflatable card. If you haven't already done it, you're meant to slightly peel the two little tabs apart. and then you put your straw into it, and you push it in. It's a little bit fiddly. You might need two people to help you. You push it in, and then you blow. And then you pull your straw slightly out, and it will stay inflated. That symbolises the idea when you get something right, and you're kind of full of, not so much full of your own pride, although you can, you might say, do you know what, Lord, thank you. I can smile, I've got it right. Now we're going to try and deflate it. So if you move the straw into kind of 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock, on a clock, you can squeeze it, and it makes it go flat again. So move your straw down diagonally and push it in. Or you can move it diagonally up to the corner, and it should then deflate it. This is where some of you said, I can't do it. There's others saying, if the person next to you can't do it, give them a hand. Help them to feel deflated. So diagonally up or diagonally down, and then you can then blow it up again. And that reminds you that sometimes you'll feel deflated because things aren't going so well, or sometimes you let God down, but we can bring it to the Lord, we can ask him to fill us with his forgiveness, to fill us with his love, and we can be filled again with his spirit, and we can smile again. And in fact, we can smile even when we mess up, because we know that Jesus will forgive us as we bring it to him, because he's made the way possible. So, if you want to, you can take those home, and maybe you want to stick on the back. These are designed to be cards you send people, and maybe you would like to write a little message on the back and display it somewhere. You can put something like, saved by grace through faith, I'm running into your arms of grace, amazing grace, or just put grace, or Jesus will never let you down, or whatever you want to do. You don't have to have it with a straw in, because it will stay. I've had one of these on my shelf for the last year, and they don't go down. So that can become a new ornament, and so I challenge you this year to have this somewhere in your house to remind yourself of the amazing grace shown to us through Jesus. Say one thing. We've just had a message from Nigel Davey, who's worshiping online, and he says, I haven't got an envelope. And I meant to say that anyone who's worshiping with us online, if you would like an inflatable grace card, then please just let the office know, office@fbc.org.uk, and if we haven't already got your address, then please give us your address, and we will make sure you get an inflatable. I've got 200 of these, and I want to get rid of them all. And so, please, can we bless you with an inflatable card? Just let us know if you haven't got one, and we'll make sure you get one. Thank you.
Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you so much that when we mess up, you're always there, no matter how great and how many are our sins. Your mercy is always more, is always sufficient, is always complete. And so we thank you, Lord. We do need compassion. We do need forgiveness from our Saviour. But we thank you that it's never ending because of your sacrifice for us on the cross. And we give you thanks this morning. Amen.